Paul has come off of some verses encouraging us to be looking towards the future, and that we ourselves, because we have the Spirit, are groaning, looking forward to the day of redemption. And then he continues on in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and he says this: in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. You see, we are sinful, we don't know everything, we don't know what we need, we don't know what tomorrow holds, we don't even know what the next minute may hold. We do not know how to handle trials at times, we often don't even know how to handle temptations, or handle difficult decisions, or even handle good times that the Lord blesses us with. So we conclude that we are indeed weak, we're in grave danger of failing, of falling, of making foolish decisions, of falling into sin, of having pity parties for ourselves, of feeling overwhelmed, of feeling overwhelmingly shamed because of sin, and therefore driving us into more sin, being paralyzed by fear, being tempted to look within ourselves for strength or resilience. And all of these things may happen because we are weak. But this verse promises us that we have God as our helper. We specifically have the Holy Spirit to help us. So how does the Spirit in particular help believers? Well, first we have to ask, in what specific way are we weak in connection to this verse? It says this: for we do not know how to pray as we should. So in short, all of those above weaknesses that I just mentioned boil down to one main thing: that we are weak in prayer. And if you want to know, but the heroes of the faith, these individuals who we would look to that God used in a tremendous way according to his mercy and grace, they were individuals who had one common denominator, and that would have been a prayer life. And think of Martin Lloyd-Jones and the comment that his wife made about him. She said that in order to really know my husband, first you must know that he is a man of prayer. You see, though his brilliance was obvious to all who heard him, he had one desire, and that was that his preaching and life would reflect God and his glory. And in order for this to happen, his brilliance needed to be put aside, and his dependence on self, by necessity, needed to be laid aside. And any attempts of extra charm or man-centered attraction needed to be laid aside, and he made himself a man of prayer. He spent time communing and talking with God. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us. See, we don't know how we ought to pray. And Martin Lloyd-Jones himself did not know how he ought to pray perfectly. Neither did Paul the Apostle. So the Spirit steps in and intercedes for us, this text says. God the Holy Spirit steps in and intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So the way in which he intercedes for us falls short of human word explanation. It's not tongues, it's not praying through us. Rather, as Douglas Moo says, he, Christ, defends us from all charges that might be brought against us, guaranteeing salvation in the day of judgment. But there is also an intercessor of the heart, the Spirit of God, who effectively prays to the Father on our behalf through the difficulties and uncertainties of our lives here on earth. Another Pastor MacArthur said, the Spirit of God works unrelentingly in us to do what we could never do alone, to bring about the perfect will of God. He concludes with verse 27, and he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, what the mind of the Spirit is. So God the Father searches our hearts. This is speaking of God the Father as you consider 1 Samuel 16, Acts 15, and other passages. So he knows our weakness. He knows our needs. He knows us better than we do. And he knows what the mind of the Spirit is. And as the Spirit intercedes in our behalf, there is therefore a perfect unity at work between the Father and the Spirit, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So we can often ask amiss. We can ask for things that we don't need. We can ask for things that are not best for us. But you see, the Holy Spirit asks everything in accordance with God the Father's will. So we can look to glory and we can feel strengthened. Why? Because we have the Spirit praying on our behalf in accordance with God's will. So God will hold you fast. We can be confident of this very thing. We could not save ourselves, nor could we keep ourselves. But Christ continues to intercede, and the Spirit also continues to intercede, and we will be kept by them. Therefore, we can say nothing will separate us from the love of God. So keep persevering, keep pressing on, keep believing, and be encouraged by the work of the Spirit on your behalf.